Coming up in episode number 1410, it's a tribute episode, sadly, because we lost this week singer and songwriter Olivia Newton-John, actress, philanthropist, breast cancer survivor, so many things, Olivia Newton-John, and it was a tragic loss. She was, as I've mentioned probably on Twitter and other places, my first real crush, made my dad take me to see Grease. Over and over and over at the movie theaters on our weekends together. I think he should be glad I didn't make her or make him take me to see Xanadu, I guess. Anyway, it's a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode of Coverville Today, featuring the music of Olivia Newton-John, both covers of her music and covers that she's done. I think you'll be surprised by a few of these. I was surprised by a few of these, and even discovered something new, a new movie that I hadn't even heard of, thanks to digging deep and looking for covers by Olivia Newton-John. Of course, all your favorites will be here. Stuff that she's done for films like Grease and Xanadu, classics, and so much more. Let's get things started with a song that was very controversial at the time, and surprisingly controversial, considering today, music today and things that you can get away with on the radio. It didn't help that Olivia Newton-John had a very squeaky clean image coming out of the 70s into the 80s. So when she released the song Physical and the album Physical, it jarred a lot of people. It surprised a lot of people who thought she was shedding a very wholesome image for something a little bit more risque. How about a cover of that song performed by the Damwells? This is from their 2015 album Let Us Eat Cake. And the song is called Physical. Their version is called Let's Get Physical. Here are the Damwells.
Physical, physical, I wanna get physical. patient, and I've been good. Try to keep my hands on the table. It's hard to keep my hands on the table. It's getting hard, this holding back. You gotta know that you're bringing out the animal in me. Yeah, I wanna get physical, physical. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk. Let me hear your body talk. Yeah, I'm gonna get animal, animal. I'm gonna get physical.
Broken wings, I'm going to to fly again, learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in.
A band called Pet with a cover of Have You Never Been Mellow. That was included on a tribute album that came out in 1995 called Spirit of 73. That was actually one of the albums that kind of was helped the genesis of Coverville. It was one of those albums where there were a lot of great covers on there. I would randomly play them for friends or put them on mixtapes just to wait until that moment of recognition would spark in their eyes. I couldn't find any information about the band Pet. I don't know... Don't know where they came from, who might be in them, that might be in other bands, you know, that sort of thing. But Have You Never Been Mellow by the band Pet. What Is Life, covered by Olivia Newton-John. Great George Harrison song, fantastic George Harrison song, covered beautifully by Olivia Newton-John. You can find that on the 2007 Greatest Hits release by Olivia Newton-John, where you'll hear more, a lot more great stuff. Juliana Hatfield right before that. Now, Juliana released in 2018, Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. And if I could, I would play like 6 or 7 songs from that album because it is so good. And just about every track, whether it's a deep cut or it's a familiar song, a single, they're all so, so good. And Juliana Hatfield, of course, from bands like the Blake Babies and the Lemonheads, of course, her own Juliana Hatfield 3 and her solo career. She is an amazing, amazing rocker. And always glad when I see something new coming from American Laundromat Records, which is where most of her stuff is getting released these days. Juliana Hatfield and a cover of Make a Move on Me. This is another one that came from that physical album that had people scratching their heads about the new direction for Olivia Newton-John. Broken Wings, covered by Olivia for her Hotel Sessions album from 2014. Of course, originally done by Mr. Mister. And Let's Get Physical by the Damwells. That one from Let Us Eat Cake from 2015. Let's get to set number 2, and you knew there would have to be some Grease songs, right? Well, I'm putting those in this set. I'm putting a couple Xanadu tracks in this set, and then another surprise cover here at the end. Let's get to the Grease covers first. First up is Scary Pockets from their 2020 album, a cover of the song that ended the film Grease. Well, at least was the first of 2 ending songs if you count that We Go Together, like Boom Shakalaka Yippity Boom to Boom, etc. This is You're the One That I Want. Here is Scary Pockets.
Ooh, I got chills. They're multiplying. The power you're supplying, it's electrifying. Ooh, yeah.
You better shave up, cause I need a man, and my heart is set on you. You better shave up, you better understand, to my heart I must be true.
Who
can keep me satisfied?
I better shape up. I'm gonna prove.
You better prove that my faith is justified.
Are you sure? Yes,
I'm shut down deep inside. You're the one that I want.
Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you. Nothing left for me to do. I'm hopelessly devoted. But now there's nowhere to hide. Since you pushed my love aside, I'm out of my head, hopelessly devoted to you.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 oh, please don't take him just because you can. Now you could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Olivia Newton-John covering Dolly Parton. That's way back early on when Olivia was releasing her first few albums, and she had a very country sound to her music. A lot of that early stuff was very, very country tinged. Jolene by Olivia Newton-John from the 1976 album Come On Over. You know, an album title that I think would later be used by Shania Twain, if I'm not mistaken. Electric Light Orchestra before that. Now, they, of course, were part of the original Xanadu release, the original Xanadu soundtrack, even joining Olivia Newton-John on the title track. Well, Jeff Lynne re-recorded that song for the Flashback release in 2000, or at least re-released it. It might have been recorded back then, and featured that version right there of Xanadu that does not have Olivia Newton-John. It's like a cover of an Olivia Newton-John song that is exactly the same, just without Olivia. Xanadu by Electric Light Orchestra from that Flashback album. Before that, you heard the Rondo Brothers with a cover of Magic. That one, of course, also from Xanadu. That is the Rondo Brothers featuring LaPel from the 2018 album Escape the Arcade, the Super Mega Mixtape. Great song, Magic. Hopelessly devoted to you. So many different covers of this song in my library I could have chosen from, but this is one that I really, really like for its simplicity in an episode like this, in a tribute episode to Olivia Newton-John. This is the Kristen Chenoweth version. That one she recorded for the TV show Pushing Daisies. You'll find it on the soundtrack. And that one came out in 2008. We start things off with Scary Pockets with another Grease track, You're the One That I Want. That one featuring vocals by Antoine Stanley and Therese. Oh, geez. I got to get some glasses. Antoine Stanley and Teresa Curatolo covering You're the One That I Want, that one from the Scary Pockets album Find the Light from 2020. Let's get to one last set of music. I've got some more, slower stuff, sadder stuff in this one. Well, not sadder stuff, but, slower stuff. Let's get to this first one here. Another early track by Olivia Newton-John that was a single was If You Love Me, Let Me Know, the original, where Olivia is a little bit upstaged by a deep-voiced, in the background there, a backing singer. If you know the song, you know what I was, that impersonation I was trying to do. This is a cover of the song from a reggae artist, Yvonne Sterling. You'll find this version on the 2009 re-release Reggae Chartbusters Volume 6. Here is If You Love Me, Let Me Know.
Keep me loving you. You came when I was happy in the sunshine. I proved to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you. And I paid you love and nothing me to stay. Take another minute or be stay without you in it. If you love me, let it be. If you don't, then set me free. Take the chains away to keep me loving you.
I love you. honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you innocent at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day. You shouldn't blow the chance when you got the chance to say I love you.
If you dare to baby, we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I've told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside.
this hatred, let me bring love. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is falsehood, let me bring truth. Silence, let me sing praise.
Where there's despair, let me bring hope.
Where there is blindness, let me bring sight.
Where there is darkness,
I speak, grant that I may not seek to be heard, but to hear, to be consoled, but to console, not to be seen, but to see.
A request from listener Carl Gibbons for that one. That is The Tenors, or those are The Tenors, with a cover of Olivia Newton-John's Instrument of Peace, one of her more recent songs covered there on their 2010 album, The Perfect Gift. Before that, Meatloaf's 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad, a cover that I swear I never thought I'd hear. Just surprised the heck out of me that she would cover that song. That is from the soundtrack to the film A Few Best Men, which is, kind of like an American pie made in Australia, an Australian pie, basically, is what it is. It's like it plays off 4 friends who go to a wedding and hilarity ensues when, everything that could possibly go wrong at the wedding happens to go wrong and that sort of thing. It's very, the trailer looks really good. I haven't seen the film, and really by all reviews, by all accounts, it's not very good. So, but it does star Olivia Newton-John, and the soundtrack features her covering a bunch of songs in remix form that you never thought you'd hear. Stuff like Brand New Key by Melanie, the theme to The Love Boat, Sugar Sugar by The Archies, I Think I Love You by Partridge Family, Mickey by Tony Basil. And that one right there, Meatloaf's 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad, Olivia Newton-John covering that for the 2011 soundtrack to A Few Best Men. Another track from Xanadu, Suddenly, that one performed there by Sarah Depp and Lindsay Moon, that one from the collection called the TM Collective. Terrific cover there. 2018 is when that tribute album came out to Xanadu. It was a TM Collective's tribute to the film and the soundtrack Xanadu. Kate Ciberano with a cover of I Honestly Love You, that one from her 2021 album Sweet Inspiration. And we start things off with Yvonne Sterling and a cover of If You Love Me, Let Me Know, that one from the 2009 Reggae Chartbusters re-release, which collected a lot of those old tracks. And which that one, that version, I believe, was recorded in 1978, collected a lot of those old tracks and put them onto one great collection. There you go. If You Love Me, Let Me Know by Yvonne Sterling. Great reggae version right there. That is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this. And great remembrance of the terrific legacy and library of music that Olivia Newton-John left us. Go listen to the Grease soundtrack. Go listen to Xanadu. Maybe even watch the movie again. I don't know. But you know, pay tribute to all that great music. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can find everything else over there at coverville.com, swag, as well as a way to support the show. Patreon.com/coverville is the way to do that. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Till then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.